You've got Q104 this morning. It's the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. I've learned things about Billie Eilish this morning.
Oh, what'd you learn?
I never knew this about Billie Eilish. She loves Uno. Uno is her favorite game.
Oh, like the card game.
Yeah.
Oh, I love Uno too. Who doesn't like Uno?
I like Uno. I don't think I could play Uno with Billie Eilish.
She like it that much?
Well, I'll get to it.
Is she an Uno aficionado?
I'll get to that in a second. She's dropping her own Uno canvas Billie Eilish deck. So you can get like a stack of cards or a deck of cards that are like the Billie Eilish version, and you can pre-order that on her website.
Ah, neat.
But I could not play with her because she uses rules that I don't think that you should use. For example, she stacks pluses.
Oh, she's one of those.
Yeah. Do you remember when I was telling you a couple, I think over the summer when I was playing Uno with Drew, like he was trying to stack pluses with me
yeah.
and I wasn't having it.
Mm-hmm.
And he got all mad and like threw all the cards and stormed out of the room.
Yeah, maybe Drew should play Uno with Billie Eilish. Maybe that would go better. Actually, no, I don't think that would go better. I think it would go worse, but I think it'd be very entertaining.
When you're stacking pluses, I don't know how many cards you have to pick up at one time, like 20?
Yeah, at that point, you're just holding like half the deck, and that's not fun.
Okay, so you agree with me then and not Billie Eilish.
I do agree with you. Yeah, okay. I probably shouldn't play Uno with Billie either.
Yeah, but Billie Eilish says that you got to stack all the pluses, you got to reverse the reverses, you got to skip the skips.
No, it starts getting too confusing for me. I got to tap out. Sorry, Billie. It's a little too advanced for my Uno skills.
All right, maybe you got some Uno going on this weekend, on Labor Day weekend. There's so much to talk about. We've got good vibes coming up this morning. Red Flag Friday, we'll get to that a little more than an hour from right now. And then 1 week from tonight at Blossom Music Center, it's a Day to Remember and Yellow Card. We're going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge for more tickets to that show. All this morning, the Q Morning Show. Thanks for being here. Friday morning, it's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa. Nostalgia. So what is going on with Twilight here? Because I saw it this morning. Was this just announced?
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Okay.
Yesterday. So Twilight, on their official Instagram account, they were teasing something earlier this week, and they had posted this picture that just says, Forever Begins Again, this October. Well, the news dropped yesterday. All five movies are coming back to theaters this October!
I wonder how they're going to do it. Are they going to put all five movies in the theater at the same time? Or are they going to like spread it out over 5 weeks? And
I'm so glad that you asked because I already got tickets. So I can definitely speak to this. They're doing one movie per day starting on October 29th. At least that's what I saw for Northeast Ohio area. But it looks like they have tickets like all over the place. I saw like Hudson. I saw Valley View. I'm going to Strongsville. But yeah, they're showing it in a bunch of theaters.
Okay, one movie per day.
Starting, I believe, October 29th. So that's the first Twilight movie is October 29th.
Does that mean it's only showing for that day and then it's out?
I believe so. Yeah,
oh.
It's just that one day. It's coming back. And then,
that's October not very convenient.
Well, it's a novelty. It's not a new movie. They're not going to show it for weeks.
Well, what if someone is busy that day?
Well, you better change your plans. That's why I texted my mom with these plans yesterday to give her more than a month of notice. Because, yes, I'm taking my mother with me. She took me to see Twilight the first time in 2008. And she said that, like, she was sitting in that theater with me. I was probably, like, I don't know, 14, 15. And she was just surrounded by teenage girls watching, like... This is what you're all freaking out? This is the movie that you're all losing your minds over? So yeah, I'm going to take her with me again.
So who's going to be in the theater this time? Just a bunch of 30-year-old women?
Pretty much. A bunch of 30-year-old women losing their ever-loving minds.
Say it out loud. Say it.
Vampire.
This kind of stuff just doesn't exist.
It does in my world.
Bella, I'm gonna fight for you until your heart stops beating.
Are you afraid?
I'm only afraid of losing you.
So that's Alyssa's good vibe this morning.
Oh, yeah.
What is your good vibe? Please share with us. Is it something nostalgic? Is it something about Labor Day weekend? 216-474-0104. Good vibes are on the way. Let's go to Jocelyn in Lakewood. Jocelyn, good morning.
Good morning.
Please share a good vibe with us.
Well, I got a new kitten. She's 4 months old. She's absolutely insane, but I love her.
Oh, you've called
What's
the Red Show.
What's her name?
Roxy.
Roxy?
Oh, my gosh.
Did we not just talk about that in the show the other day where...
Oh, my gosh, we did.
Somebody called up the show the other day, Jocelyn. Their name was Roxanne. And I said, does anyone call you Roxy for short? And they seemed offended that I asked that question. They're like, no.
Yeah, she did. She was very thrown off.
I'm Roxanne. Roxy's a cool name, right?
I think so. That's why I chose it.
Okay, I need all the details, though. What color are we talking? Long hair, short hair? Give me everything.
So she's a short hair. She is a tortoise shell. So she's gray. She's got a little bit of orange. She's got a little bit of black. She's every color.
Oh.
She was born in April. So she's an Aries.
Oh.
She's very feisty. She loves to play with everything. Last night, I caught her playing with broken glass.
Oh, no.
She's okay.
Okay, that's not a toy, Roxy. That's not a toy.
Also, Jocelyn, is everything okay at your place? You have broken glass laying around. Is everything okay? Are you okay?
I'm okay. A bowl fell on the ground, and she was just very entertained by the glass. So gotcha. I she's fine. Everything's fine. But I just thought that was really funny. Like, she's afraid of nothing. I have another cat who's 7 years old. Her name is Ruby. And Roxy is not scared of her.
Now, is Ruby scared of Roxy?
No, but I think at first Ruby was a little like, who are you? What are you? You're so little. And but now they just like they chase each other around and I think they're playing. So it's going well.
Well, I'm glad that it's going well for you. My house is still like a reality TV show between my three cats just going at each other. But I'm glad things are going well for you, though.
Cats are so moody.
Yeah, they run the house.
Jocelyn, thank you so much for calling. Honestly, Good Vibes could have its own spinoff, and we could call it Kitten Corner.
Oh, let's do it. I'm in. Let's go.
Yeah, so just separate all of the cat calls and put them in a special segment called Kitten Corner, where it's you and a listener just talking about cats.
That's my dream come true.
It's cute. It's Q104. I'm sorry.
You good?
I'm fine. I just keep rereading this slide. This is places women refuse to go on a first date. And I just read through it and it just makes me laugh. Like it's unhinged. This entire list.
Like, are these places that you can't believe somebody would even try to take someone on a first date?
No, they're not outrageous to me. Let's go through the list. I mean, here's the thing. And I told Alyssa this, and she's like, what? We're really going to talk about this? There's 28 things on this list. All right. We're going to get through this quickly.
All right.
Okay? We're not going to waste any time. So, again, this list, and I just took a screenshot of this on TV, places women refuse to go on a first date. And if you've ever gone on a first date in any of these places, any of these scenarios, contexts, please let us know because we'd like to hear the story. Number one is Cheesecake Factory. Number two is Applebee's. Number three is Chili's. Number four is Chipotle. Number five is Olive Garden. Do you see the theme here?
I am seeing a theme. Chain restaurants.
Those are the top five. And then number six is the movies, which I understand.
Yeah, I've never understood movies as a date because you don't get to talk.
Exactly right. Yeah, bad first date place. Number seven is your house.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's where my first date with my husband was.
Well, that was during COVID times,
yeah,
was it
not? Yeah,
I
know, but still.
So a Netflix and chill night would probably not be a good place on a first date?
No, right. No, not really.
See, number eight on this list, any fast food chain. I feel like they could have made this list a lot smaller if they would have just put that, like any chain, if you would have just put any chain restaurant, you could have shorten this list considerably.
Yeah, but if this is meant to be read by men, right? Places to avoid. I understand being a little too thorough. I do get that.
Okay, so number nine is like one of my favorite restaurants ever, Buffalo Wild Wings.
I love B-dubs.
Me too, but I would never go there on a first date.
I actually don't think I'd mind it as a first date. I wouldn't mind it at all, actually.
10 is Wingstop. 11 is Red Lobster. Number 12 is just a buffet.
Just any buffet.
Yeah, if it has a buffet. Would you just walk out if it was a first date and it was a buffet restaurant? Would you just leave? Would you continue the date?
You know what? I might stick around for the plot. Just for the story.
Again, these are places women refuse to go on a first date. 13 is IHOP. And then 14 is Denny's. So these are breakfast dates, I'm assuming?
I guess, but I wonder why one ranked over the other.
Number 15 is the gym.
That's a bad date place. Who's trying to go there on a first date?
I mean, if you're really into fitness, I mean, I would do it. I would just feel self-conscious the entire date.
Like I mean, even if I was someone who really liked the gym, it's not what I want to do the first time I'm meeting somebody.
And again, how are you conversing? How are you talking?
Yeah, like you know, just difficult.
Unless you're walking side by side on a treadmill. Like someone's on one treadmill, the other one's on the other one.
At that point, just go on a walk in a park.
Places women refuse to go on a first date. Church.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially if your first date says, you know what, I think you need church.
Yeah.
And they try to get you to go, then...
That might not be the best. Mm-mm.
Starbucks is on here, and then coffee dates right after it. So I don't see anything wrong with a coffee date.
I actually don't either. I think that that's like one of the cuter date options that we have right now.
I also think it's a safe date to see if you want to continue this any further.
Right, because like, you can wrap that up really fast.
Now, here's the one I firmly disagree with. Ice cream dates.
What?
What's wrong with an ice cream date?
I guess if they're lactose intolerant, but other than that, I don't understand why you wouldn't want to take someone out. That's cute.
Stop at the ice cream place. Either you eat it there, or maybe you take a walk if it's a nice night. I think that's an okay date.
Yeah, I don't see anything wrong with that at all.
Places women refuse to go on a first date. Family functions, don't take them to a family function.
Yeah.
Not on a first
date.
Don't
do that.
Any kind of a movie night. I think that's the same thing as your house. Movie night, Netflix, Hulu, whatever. This is the one that made me laugh out loud. Somewhere that requires a long drive.
No, that's true, though. Especially for a first date, that could be so awkward if you're driving together.
Where would you go that requires a long drive?
I don't know.
On a first date.
I don't know, maybe like if you're trying to go hiking somewhere.
You can't take a weekend away hiking somewhere. Why are we in the woods for so long? Why are we driving through the woods?
When I was living in San Diego, I went on a first date once to Tijuana, Mexico. And that was one of the crazier things that I did while I was out there, I think.
Yeah, I mean, this could turn into a true crime podcast if you're on a long drive.
It definitely could.
All right, wrapping up this list, places women refuse to go on a first date. Bowling?
Yeah, not my fave.
That was my second day with Paula. We went bowling.
Well, it could be a second date, I guess. This is just about first dates.
That's true. Nightclubs?
Mm.
Hookah bar?
Those are still a thing?
A bar just for drinks. Again, I think that just getting a drink date is safe to know if you want to continue on to dinner and on to a second date.
I mean, I'll admit, I think that going out for drinks is not the best because sometimes the night can go a little too long.
And then out of nowhere, the Waffle House is the last one on this list.
Well, then.
Like all these things, and all of a sudden, Waffle House.
Yeah, who's got beef with Waffle House?
We don't even have that many around here.
Yeah, I would almost say, like, if somebody wanted to take me on a date to Waffle House, I'd be like, okay, that's kind of fun. Let's go, I guess.
I don't know. There would have to be reasons.
Yeah, those are some interesting places. Maybe avoid those.
Speaking of first dates, we have Red Flag Friday coming up, mostly for single people who have just met somebody. They're in the middle of the dating process.
Probably not even official yet.
And are wondering, is something wrong? They want to discuss it on our show, Red Flag Friday, coming up, the Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. We are headed into Labor Day weekend. I want to kick off this weekend with a win. With a win for Emma in Cleveland, who is out there. She's doing it. She's dating. And not feeling good about something right now. I'm hoping we can somehow make her feel good about this relationship that she's getting into. Emma, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Tell us about the red flag that you've noticed, and I'm hoping we can clear this up for you.
Okay, so I've been seeing this guy for a little while now, and it's not super serious. Like, we're not official or anything, but I've seen it over at his place, you know, a couple times. And the last time I was there, I noticed something like that. I feel like, is this a red flag? Like, should I keep seeing this guy? Like, I don't know. My mind's like all over the place.
Was it something that you saw like at his place or something that he did?
Okay, so like on his kitchen counter, there was a hair tie and a little pile of bobby pins. And I know, you know, like, you know, maybe it's not a big deal, but he lives alone, no roommates, no family, and he definitely doesn't have long hair. So those aren't his, you know?
Oh, so this little pile of bobby pins and a hair tie.
Does he have sisters? Yeah. Does his sister come over and visit him all the time?
No. He doesn't have family around here. So I'm like, I'm trying to think, like, what possible reason could he have for that, you know? And I don't want to ask him because I'm afraid he'll think I'm crazy. And also, I don't really want to know. Like, I want to know, but I don't want to know.
No, I get you.
Yeah, and I mean, like, you know, he didn't give me the impression that, like, he was dating other people. And, like, you know, we've been getting along really well. So, like, I'm like, should I just, like, let it go? Or is this, like, a major red flag?
Is he kind of a slob?
No, he's pretty clean.
I was going to say, if there's someone that he was dating before you.
Oh, they might have just been left over.
Yeah, and you know how guys are. You know,
yeah.
They don't notice those things. And, you know, you got a hair tie and bobby pins in the kitchen, but it's next to the screwdriver and, you know, dead batteries.
Yeah, I didn't think about that.
And so it might be something completely innocent. I mean, obviously it belongs to a girl, but maybe it's a girl that he's no longer associated with.
That is very true.
That's possible. The only thing is, she's got to ask him, right, Alyssa? I mean, how else is she going to find out?
Yeah, I feel like you have to ask, but then you do have to be prepared for whatever answer you might get.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, whatever he says, like, how do I even believe it? You know, like that's the other thing. That's why I'm like, is this just like a red flag? You know, like if we as women see this, is like, all right, no go. Just don't date the guy anymore.
Yeah. No, I see that side of it, too, because I've stopped seeing people for less than this.
I don't think it's a red flag. It depends on how he answers your question. I think if you ask it, I think you got to ask it in a fun way.
Like I agree. It has to be kind of like jovial.
Yeah. You're in the kitchen and you pick up the hair tie and it's like, oh, did you have your girlfriend over last night or something like that? And then however he reacts to that, I mean, you've got to watch him closely. I think you can tell whether he'd be lying or not.
Yeah. I think that reaction will be very telling.
216-474-0104. Does anyone have some good advice for Emma? How does she find out who belongs to the hair ties and the bobby pins? 216-474-0104. Red Flag Friday. It continues next. The Q Morning Show. Friday morning. The Q Morning Show. Red Flag Friday. Emma in Cleveland Heights has been dating a guy. Did she say how long they've been dating?
I don't think so. I think that she said that they've, you know, been seeing each other for a little bit, but she spent the night at his place.
Long enough that they're having sleepovers, and she noticed in his kitchen, of all places, some hair ties and some bobby pins that do not belong to her.
Just like a little pile sitting there on the kitchen counter.
And she's like, what's up?
Yeah, because he lives by himself. There's no girls coming in and out of his place, at least as far as she knows. So she's wondering if this is a red flag.
Yeah, inside she's saying, what's up? But she hasn't actually done anything yet and is wondering if she should even do that. Alicia in Rittman, good morning.
Good morning.
Is this a red flag?
Yeah, it is.
What part is?
It is.
What's the red flag part for you?
So when I first start dating a guy, I purposely leave bobby pins and hair ties at his house so that if he is seeing other girls, they will see them and know that he's seeing other people. Or I'll leave it in the car. Usually I leave it somewhere more hidden, like that he wouldn't necessarily notice, but that a girl would probably catch.
The way that Bill's jaw has been on the floor since you said that, like literally he's just open mouth gaping.
That's diabolical.
That is diabolical though.
It's also smart though.
And it is so smart, absolutely savage, because you're right. Like it is just like a little like message to any other girl that's like, hey, now do you do that? Do you do that like to give the other girl a heads up, like out of courtesy? Or is it more of like marking territory?
Oh no, it's more for, it's definitely for the girl that, and if he's like cheating, like let's say he has a girl that lives with him some of the time and she absolutely knows she's not a bobby pin girly, she will see that and know that he had another girl there.
It's diabolical. It's also not cool. If I was back in my dating days, I would be like, not cool. Don't leave stuff around
my house.
I think
it's pretty cool. I think it's pretty smart. I've heard of girls doing this with earrings.
Like, hey, why'd you leave that red lace teddy in the bathroom?
Well, no, that's too obvious. But a little pile of bobby pins.
Take that home. I don't want.
Oh my God.
Leave that here. Let's see. Shannon in Cleveland Heights. Good morning.
Good morning.
Is it a red flag for Emma that she found the hair ties and the bobby pins that may have been left behind on purpose?
I would definitely say it's an orange flag, like cause for concern.
Orange flag. I like that. Not all the way red.
Yeah, like it's definitely, I think we have something to talk about, but not where I'm immediately like, let's just end it here, walk away, no hurt feelings kind of thing. I think it also needs to be a conversation. Did we have the conversation previously that we're not seeing other people? So is it fair to judge him if we haven't had that conversation?
Right.
As a therapist who has seen couples in the past, like communication is key. And so I think bringing it up in that playful way, like you guys were saying, of like, oh, you didn't tell me you had a sister, like, ha, ha, ha.
Okay.
Or, you know, if you know that he has a female friend, or, you know, maybe one of his friends has a spouse or a girlfriend.
Yeah, try to just be playful about it, like, but it still needs to be brought up. Like,
exactly, but definitely needs to be brought up, because you also don't want to come at it to the point where then he's defensive and he goes, I don't know what you're talking about, right?
Like, yeah.
Bringing it up playfully will allow him to hopefully put that guard down a little bit, and if not, then at that point, you know that maybe it is a red flag.
How about that? I think we have some really good advice today for Emma.
I think so, too.
I think we have given her good advice, and I think we have pointed her in the right direction so she knows exactly where to go. And I hope that she will keep us posted on what happens next, even though we say that all the time, and nobody ever keeps us posted on what happens next.
Yeah, everybody just forgets about us afterward.
We'll follow up with Emma. The Q Morning Show, it's Q104. It's Q104, Man's Best Friend, the new album from Sabrina Carpenter, dropped last night. You want to hear one of the tracks?
Yeah, I do.
This is called Tears. So that track and more available now from Sabrina Carpenter.
I actually heard that one last night, but that's fine. She released a music video for it, too. It's really fun.
Sabrina Carpenter, she would be someone who would leave behind hair ties and a bobby pin at somebody's house, I think.
Oh, for sure. Sabrina is such a girl's girl. She would be doing that for sure.
All right, coming up after 8 this morning, we tried this out for the first time last week, and we're going to bring it back. Free Plug Friday. So basically, your chance to plug anything you want. Any side hustle that you have, some event.
Something going on this weekend.
Whatever
it is. A place around town that you really love, that you can't stop talking about.
So Free Plug Friday coming up after 8, and we have Alyssa's College of Knowledge on the way as well. Yellow card and a day to remember tickets for next week at Blossom. It's coming up. So I have a team that's playing right now. It's Brian and Margot in Rocky River. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
So we're going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. You know the rules. If you get more questions correctly than Alyssa after the game is over, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. And if it is a tie, then Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready for question one?
We are.
The fans of this artist are called Tater Tots.
Oh, geez. Let's go with Taylor Swift, but I know that's wrong.
Question two. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious is a song from this Disney film.
Not easy to say, but it's Mary Poppins.
Question two. Fill in the blank on the name of this playground game. Rock, paper, blank.
Scissors.
Question four. You might be in this book if you break a world record.
What is the Guinness Book of World Records?
Final question. What is the name of the fluid that you would use to remove paint?
Paint thinner.
Okay. Let's get Alyssa back in the studio. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? Brian and Margot. So, Brian, I didn't hear much from Margot. Was she any help to you?
No.
She was whispering the whole time. And she gave me a bad look when I said Taylor Swift on the first one.
Yeah, but did she know the answer?
No.
No.
Oh, okay. Alyssa, it's Brian and Margot in Rocky River.
Good morning, Brian and Margot.
Good morning.
They did excellent. They only missed one.
Ooh, okay.
So the pressure's on. I think Alyssa is going to get the first question. And then after she gets it, it's a matter of how many is she going to get after that. All right, so let's jump into it with your five questions. Alyssa, the fans of this artist are called Tater Tots.
Oh, Tate McRae.
Tate McRae, who's at Rocket Arena tonight.
Is that the official name, Tater Tots?
I believe that that is the name that she calls her fans. And,
oh, I love it. Yeah. Love it.
Question two, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious is a song from this Disney film.
Cinderella.
Sorry, it's
no?
Mary Poppins.
Ah, I was so confident too.
All right, so you've each missed one as
okay.
We go into the third question. Fill in the blank on the name of this playground game. Rock, paper, blank.
Scissors.
Question four, you might be in this book if you break a world record.
Guinness.
Final question. What is the name of the fluid that you would use to remove paint? Alyssa needs this question just to tie Brian and Margo. The name of the fluid that you would use to remove paint.
Acetone?
Why are you guys... I thought this was so easy. Okay. Hold on. Okay. I'm going to accept it. I had to do some quick fact checks. The answer I was looking for was turpentine.
Oh, I would have gotten that.
Brian said paint thinner. You said acetone. So I did some fact checks, and yes, all of those things remove paint. So
would you look at that? We're all right.
You get a point with that.
We're all winners. We're all winners.
You do have to settle for the tie today, unfortunately. However, Brian, we loved having you, and we do have tickets to see A Day to Remember and Yellow Card a week from tonight at Blossom Music Center.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much. My name is Brian, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Q104. We have air show tickets 1 hour from right now. You need tickets to get in. You can't get tickets at the gate this weekend. So you got to have your tickets in advance. We'll have a chance for you to win 1 hour from right now. Let's do this. Free Plug Friday.
Ooh, yeah. Let's bring that back.
216-474-0104. If you have a side hustle or a small business, perhaps there's some event coming up that you want to promote, a charity event. Especially,
or even if it's not something that like you're trying to promote, even if it's just something you're excited about or a place around Cleveland that you love going to, tell us about it.
Or if you just want to shout out somebody. The airwaves are yours for the next few minutes.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to say right now.
Free Plug Friday, 216-474-0104. next after Shaboozy. It's Q104, Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show, free plug Friday. You can plug whatever you want on our show every Friday morning at this time. Let's start with Michelle in Middleburg Heights this morning. Michelle, good morning.
Hi.
Free plug Friday. What do you got?
Yeah, so I work out at North 41 CrossFit, and today they're doing Bring a Friend Day, so free classes if you come. You don't need to even need to have a friend there. I'll be there. I'll be your friend. But it's a great place if you want to work out. We're located in Broadview Heights, right off 82.
That seems dangerous to say, I'll be your friend. You don't know what you're inviting, Michelle.
Hey, I'll take a chance.
No, that's just the life of us extroverts, Bill. I'll make friends
definitely.
Anywhere I go. I'll make friends even when people don't want to be my friend. I will make them be my friend.
Exactly, Alyssa.
Okay, one more time.
North 41 CrossFit, free classes today, located in Broadview Heights, right off 82. There's classes today at 9 a.m. and then at 5 and 6 p.m.
All right, very good. Now, Ashley, this is today only?
Today only, but if you want to join the gym, you can always hop in for a drop-in. First class is always free besides this day.
All right, Emily in Avon Lake. Let's go to Emily. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Free plug Friday. What are you plugging this morning?
I'm plugging my mom's store. It's called Talents, and it's in Avon Lake. It's a beautiful gift shop, boutique, market. It's just a wonderful place, and my mom, Jennifer, she is the hardest worker I know, and so she deserves all of the plugs available.
Can you tell us the name of the store again? Because I missed it.
Yeah, so it's Talents. So
Talents.
Like, talented people, because a bunch of different people sell their beautiful stuff in there, including my mom.
Oh, okay. That's what I was going to ask. So, like, they have, like, different, like, booth rental spaces almost?
Yes. Yep. So there's, like, anything you could ever need in there for anyone, for any gift, for any holiday. We have it, and my mom also provides free gift wrapping for anything. So she's there, and she's ready to help you out.
How long has your mom had this store? When did she start this side hustle?
We're coming up in about 2 years. It'll be 2 years in November.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's been awesome.
Is it a side hustle that now has become her full hustle?
Yeah. So she was a nurse for a long time and moved on to doing this. So this is kind of like her last hurrah.
All right.
So birthdays, anniversaries, special occasions, talents.
Yep.
That's where you want to go.
Yep.
Thank you, Emily. Have a good weekend.
You
appreciate
too.
It.
Have a good weekend.
Free plug Friday on the Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Nice to have you here this morning. Bill and Alyssa getting into Labor Day weekend. Alyssa has plans tonight. She'll stay downtown, and she's going to go see Tate McRae.
Yeah, I think that we're actually going to hit up that new Dolly Parton bar, too. Jolene's, before the show. I still have not gone.
Where is that?
It's on East 4th. It just opened up, I want to say, like, in June. I've been meaning to go, though. It's been on my list of things to do all summer. So tonight, I'm making it happen.
Do you have your outfit picked out for tonight? Was that...
I do.
Was that a big decision to make?
Not a big decision, but a decision, for sure. And I already know what I'm wearing. You know me well for asking that question.
This weekend, I have that wedding to attend.
Oh, yeah. Did you decide if you're taking the boys?
We are taking the boys.
You are?
Yeah.
Okay.
This was a whole thing on the show a few weeks ago. The boys technically are not invited. They were not on the wedding invitation.
But the mother of the groom specifically told Bill's wife, Paula,
to
bring the boys.
She said, you better bring the boys. And I think it's going to be a mess. The wedding is on Sunday. First of all, the wedding is on Sunday, and I was stressing about it. I was like, a wedding at 4 o'clock on Sunday?
Because you thought that we were going to be here the next day.
Yeah, I forgot it was a three-day weekend.
Yeah, you're off on Monday.
But then Will, my oldest, 14, he says to me, he's like, I have a fantasy football draft on Sunday afternoon.
Oh, my God, Will.
So I'm imagining that we're in the church during the ceremony, and he's on his phone drafting football players for his fake team.
That's absolutely what's going to be happening. Are you kidding me?
So also this weekend, and this is in relation to the wedding, so it's the same people involved. there's some cookout now that we're going to on Saturday.
Oh, boy. So your weekend is filling up.
In Streetsboro. And my wife said to me, because I think that she was afraid that I would say no to the cookout.
Uh-huh.
Because it's a lot of driving this weekend.
Yeah. I mean, that's a lot.
And a lot of engagements. And she knows that, you know, I need to relax a little bit.
Also, that's a lot of social battery working.
Yeah, I know. And she's like, how about this? You drink on Saturday and I'll drink on Sunday. Like she's making like some kind of a bargain with me.
That's smart, though.
But here's the thing, and this is what I wanted to get into, because I saw this article where it says fewer people are even drinking at all these days.
I saw that, too. We hit a record low.
According to this poll, only 54% of adults in the United States say they even drink alcohol. I thought that was really low. 54%.
That felt low to me, too. That's half of adults.
It's a record low. And the reason in this drop in booze consumption is health risks.
Interesting.
I think it's very interesting.
Interesting. Yeah, I definitely find it interesting that drinking is going down, but I see everybody with a vape in their hand. So we're not concerned about health risks for those.
Here's the thing with me. I've been drinking way less over the past few years. Like it's
same.
Steadily declining over the past few years. The thing is, it's not because of health. Like I haven't consciously made this decision. Mm-hmm. It's because I don't crave it anymore. Like I don't.
Yeah.
It used to be, you know, starting, I guess, in college, I guess you probably classified me as a binge drinker. Like in college, if I was going out, I was
going out. Yeah.
5 or 6 drinks. No problem. But now as I get older, I don't even want one on some nights.
Well, I think for me at least, I'm not really a drink at home kind of person. I'm a drink when I'm out. And everything has just been so expensive lately. I'm not going out that much. So I haven't been drinking. I've probably had less than 10 beers this whole summer.
So it's a money issue for you.
Yeah, well, it's a money. I could drink at home, and that's obviously less expensive, but I don't like to do that. Like, I don't really care to drink while I'm, unless I'm out with friends.
Yeah.
Socially.
Yeah, for me, it's just interesting that not only do I not crave it, it kind of turns me off. Like, I was.
Did you drink a lot during COVID?
I don't know. I was unemployed for a while, so perhaps. I actually can't remember.
Because I'm kind of wondering if, like, because I know a lot of people drank a lot in 2020.
No, I don't think so, because I never stopped working during COVID.
Mm, okay.
So it's not like my life really changed during COVID.
Okay.
It's the craving that is the most interesting part to me. It's
not even interested.
I think about a beer and I'm like, no, I don't want them. Mm. And it used to be like a heavier beer, like I can't drink a Guinness. I can't drink a heavy beer like that. And then you go down to like an IPA and it's like, it's kind of like bitter to me. And so I was drinking like light beer.
Yeah, I'm a light beer girl.
And now it's like, I don't even crave it at all. I don't. 216-474-0104. I'm just curious.
Is anybody else dealing with this going?
Yeah.
I don't know. Going through this, that sounds like really dramatic, but
do you find yourself drinking a lot less? And what's the reason? Is it because you don't crave it? Is it because of health reasons?
Is it because of money?
Yeah. Are you broke like Alyssa, apparently? 216-474-0104. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa, we're having a discussion about drinking.
It's the weekend, almost.
I mean, I can remember 20, 25 years ago, Labor Day weekend. It's like, oh, what's everyone doing? We're going out Friday.
Where's the party?
We're going out Saturday. And now it's to the point where I don't even think about alcohol. I don't even crave it. I don't even have beer in the house right now.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
And I'm just making the observation. I don't really know why. Maybe it's a symptom of getting older.
Like, is it just us?
Maybe my body's breaking down.
Maybe.
I don't know. My body is shutting down. We have Jen in Parma Heights. Jen, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you relate to all this? Are you like
I
us?
I do. Absolutely.
How so?
I think I've had a 6-pack of beer in the fridge for, it actually probably needs to be dumped down the drain now. I don't even want it. I just look at it and kind of like, I used to like you.
I used to like you.
It's for guests that might come over.
Yeah, I have like two rogue beers just sitting in the back of my fridge that have been there for probably like since we moved in.
But why is this? Because the article that I'm reading is people are giving it up because they're concerned about their health. But it's the other way around. I'm not doing this consciously. That's... I just don't want to drink alcohol anymore.
Yeah, it's just not appealing right now.
All right. So science can't explain it, apparently.
No.
Like, nobody has a theory on why this is. Is it just getting older? Should I just throw it in that basket?
I think it's also, like, I'm sick of seltzers. There's a lot of seltzers everywhere, and it's just not my thing.
What do you mean,
like
seltzers?
Hard seltzers.
Are you talking about, like, the High Noon and stuff like that and the White Claws?
Yeah.
I've never even tasted one of those.
Are you serious? How did you manage to avoid those all this time?
Because they don't look appealing.
They're not.
They're not.
I overdid it with those during COVID. I can't even like touch a White Claw anymore. Can't smell it. Don't want it.
All right. Just an interesting observation. Perhaps a cultural shift is happening. I'm not sure. 216-474-0104. It's Q104. Maybe I should start drinking again because did you see what Taco Bell's doing?
Oh my gosh, I did, but I didn't read the details. They're bringing back their Y2K menu.
Yeah. So, see if you remember these items from like the early 2000s.
Okay.
The double-decker taco, the seven-layer burrito, the chili cheese burrito, Cool Ranch Doritos, Locos Tacos.
I remember that one.
Love those.
Is the caramel apple empanada in there?
There it is, right there.
Yes! Oh, that's what I was waiting for you to say.
2:30 a.m., let's roll through Taco Bell.
Okay, yeah. Honestly, maybe we should drink this weekend. I really just think that Taco Bell...
Just to go to Taco Bell.
It tastes so much better after you've had some booze. And that is not a diss on Taco Bell. It's just something about the notes of the beer. I don't know. Just add something.
Unfortunately, this is not good timing for Taco Bell. They should have launched it this weekend. This Y2K menu doesn't launch until September 8th.
Oh, come
so,
on.
Yeah.
They knew what they were doing.
Missing out on a lot of cash this weekend. Okay. Alyssa's College of Knowledge is coming up. We've got a pair of tickets for A Day to Remember and Yellow Card next Friday, a week from tonight, at Blossom Music Center. Also, Cleveland Air Show this weekend, a chance to win tickets coming up after 9 this morning. Matt in Chardon is in the hot seat. He's going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Matt, good morning.
Good morning.
It's a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more questions correct than Alyssa, you will win the game. If she gets more right than you, she wins. And if you are stuck in a tie somehow, Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Matt, are you ready?
I'm ready.
The fans of this NFL football team call themselves Cheeseheads.
The Green Bay Packers.
Question 2. If you had gingivitis, what body part of yours is that affecting?
Your gums.
Question 3. She is the daughter of actress Lisa Bonet and rock star Lenny Kravitz.
Oh, I know this. I can't think of her name right now.
Going to need an answer in 3... 2. We'll move on to 4. It is a succulent plant species known for its thick, fleshy green leaves that contain a clear healing gel.
Aloe.
Final question. What country is the world's largest producer of red wine?
Italy?
All right, Matt, let's get Alyssa back in the studio.
Alyssa, can you come back to the studio?
Very good, Matt. That was good. Hopefully she was listening and she heard that. Oh, there she is. She's on her way back into the studio.
She heard me.
Sitting down in her chair and putting her headphones on. It's Matt in Chardon.
Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Alyssa.
Matt did very, very well.
How well?
4 out of 5.
Oof, okay. Let's go.
Okay, Matt. Calm down over there.
So Alyssa can only miss one of these if she still wants to win this game.
Oh, you need to miss one.
Question 1. The fans of this NFL football team call themselves Cheeseheads.
The Packers.
That is correct. Question two. If you had gingivitis, what body part of yours is that affecting?
Your mouth. Your gums.
Your gums is correct. She is the daughter of actress Lisa Bonet and rock star Lenny Kravitz.
Zoe Kravitz.
Zoe Kravitz is correct.
Obsessed.
Really?
I love her.
Let's talk about that someday. Question four. It is a succulent plant species known for its thick, fleshy green leaves that contain a clear healing gel.
Aloe?
Aloe's correct. Aloe vera. Final question. Will Alyssa go 5 for 5 today? She has the tie. What country is the world's largest producer of red wine?
Italy?
Italy is correct.
Yes!
Red wine.
Yay.
Alyssa goes 5 for 5. She beats Matt today.
You have me sweating, though. 4 out of 5 is really good.
Good job, Alyssa.
Oh, thank you. Good job to you, too. Good game.
Thank you.
Thank you, Matt. If you're not doing anything a week from tonight, we'd love to send you to see A Day to Remember and Yellow Card at Blossom.
That's awesome. Thank you so much. My name is Matt, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Chapel Roan, the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. I wonder when the day is going to come that I'm going to get fooled by one of these AI deep fake videos.
They're getting better and better. I had to point out to my mom over the weekend that something was AI generated, and it looked real. It looks legit.
Well, it's funny you should say that, because there is a woman in Los Angeles. Her name is Vivian. She wishes that her mother, Abigail, was not fooled by one of these AI deep fake videos. So here's what happened. So Abigail, and it doesn't say how old she is, but she's the mother in the story.
Okay.
She got a Facebook request on Facebook Messenger from Steve Burton.
Already shaking my head.
Actor Steve Burton. He plays Jason Morgan on General Hospital, the soap opera.
Okay.
And so Abigail was texting with this guy, and she thought it was the actor the entire time. It was actually a scammer who had cloned Steve Burton's voice and image and was creating these deepfake videos. And so he fooled her with videos of the actor saying stuff like, "Hello, Abigail. I love you so much, darling.
Oh, no.
And I want to live the rest of my life with you." And and so he was sending her these videos, and she believed it 100% that this actor from General Hospital is in love with her. And he told her that he lost his properties in the L.A. fires and needed money to buy a home. And then he said, "We can live together."
What?
So Abigail sent this scammer $81,000 in gift cards and cash, and then sold her condo for $350,000.
Dude.
And was all set to send him $70,000 more. And then her daughter, Vivian, found out what was going on and stepped in.
And like, she's like, "Mom! No, stop, stop, stop."
And Abigail is now, she's in debt. She's going to have to file for bankruptcy.
Oh, my gosh. No.
Scary.
Dude, that is scary.
It is very scary.
And it's crazy because it's just like the Nigerian prince email, chain email. You remember that from the 90s?
Yeah, but our parents are falling for it.
Yeah, I know, but it's just that repackaged 30 years later.
And now I got to check in with my mom because she's a huge fan of Days of Our Lives. And if Bo Brady contacted my mom,
oh no,
and said, "I want to live with you and run away together and I'm in love with you," then that's it. She would lose the house. She would lose everything.